Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. When we first met Josh Costell, he was working on helping people do a better job with sales. He'd had quite an extensive career and a pretty technical career, but he was focusing on helping people sell better. And he actually wrote a book about that, The Science of Sales Success. And so we've got to know him over the years in that role, all the way back to 2004 when he first joined our Brain Trust. But recently, in the last two or three years, he's reinvented himself a little bit, and it's been interesting to see him bloom into this new career in energy. And he's here to talk to us about that industry and what he's learned as an entrepreneur in that industry, and what opportunities are out there for folks like you or me. Josh Costell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have
you back.
It's good to have you back, Josh. You know, one of the things that's so much fun for me is in the relationships that we build with our Brain Trust members like you, is having them come on the show and if not on the air, maybe off the air, tell me about what they're dreaming about, what their next steps are, what their next ideas and plans are, what their next big idea is, and then over time to see that come to pass. And I remember, probably about 3 years ago or so, you said, you know, Jim, I'm going to be doing some new stuff. I'm heading off. I've got this new opportunity, and you started telling me about it before you even founded the company. Then you founded it, and that's only been about 2 years ago, and now you guys are just you know, knocking the doors down. And so it's really exciting to me to see that kind of entrepreneurial vision and energy come to fruition. I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Well, it took a team effort and getting a whole bunch of people to believe that when you jump off a cliff, you'll go straight up.
that takes leadership, doesn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it sure does.
And a pretty strong vision. So, okay, over 2 years ago, you looked at, let's talk about this entrepreneurial vision that you guys had. You looked around, you said, okay, I think there's opportunity here. What did you see?
Well, I had a gentleman that I've known for about 25 years that has owned a very successful heating, ventilation, and air conditioning commercial industrial company. And he was looking to get more into the energy business. And if you remember my background, I came from I was president of an energy engineering firm.
Right, right.
And we said, boy, now would be the time to see how we can look at going to clients and trying to show them where they can save energy and use those savings to finance the project. So, you know, like your last speaker was talking about with the franchises, using creative financing.
Right.
That's really all energy projects are, is creative financing.
And that's not really all that new. I mean, that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
It has. The difference now is the business model has changed, where they want you to look at doing these projects, but you have to treat them like a construction job. You need to figure out ways to squeeze every penny out of it and still be able to get
it. In other words, you can't just change out the furnace and the light bulbs. You got to do the holistic approach to the building, don't you?
That, boy, you hit right in the head, because, you know, the joke is that you're not going to walk past the 1 million watt bulb in the middle of the lobby that everyone's forgetting to turn off when they go out.
Right.
You know, because they've been so picked over, and there's just so many new technologies that have come out. And really, you're going to do 1,000 things 1% better. Is really rather than
there's not that much low hanging fruit anymore, is there?
No, the good news, though, is that the low-hanging fruit does grow back. So, you know, you get to look for it every 10
years.
Because the same spot.
Because this is the kind of thing. I mean, I know of buildings that are 30 years old that the return air in the building was pulled over the light bulbs to conserve the heat from the light bulbs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So these kinds of efficiencies have been going on a long time, and this green approach to buildings has been going on a long time. But you guys have come up with a system. You come up with a way to do it a little bit better. And we're going to talk about that, folks. This is an entrepreneurial story. It's a 21st century business story, business opportunity story. It's a way of taking advantage of some of the stimulus money that's out there, folks. There's so many elements to this story that Josh has to tell us, and we're going to talk more about this after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Josh Costello is with us. Josh, we need to know the name of your company.
The name of the company is Tozer Energy Systems out of Philadelphia.
Tozer, T-O-Z-E-R?
T-O-Z-O-U-R.
T-O-Z-O-U-R.
Energy.
Go ahead.
Systems, and it was started by Doug Tozer. He's a naval grad, really just terrific guy.
And we're talking about this energy company that Josh has founded with some other folks a couple of years ago, and have grown it now into a multi-million-dollar sales organization in only a couple of years. Now, what did you do? Did you take advantage of some new technology? Did you rethink some old technology? Is it a combination of combining the savings from energy conservation to help pay for the creative financing involved? What do you think is the key to the success of this entrepreneurial project?
I think the key to the success, Jim, was a couple of things, but probably first and foremost, strategic partnerships. Lining ourselves up with engineering firms that were doing energy audits, that would,
they were already out there knocking on doors saying, "Hi, let me give you an energy audit." But then when they give them the report, the people would say, "Okay, now what do I do with it?"
Exactly. So, and that's where we would come in, and we would help bring it to a project. Take it from a concept to a project.
Right.
And so that strategic partnership worked real well. And then...
Let me stop you for a second, Josh. Folks, you've been hearing me talk about strategic alliances since 1998. In 1998, I started saying, we've got to do a better job in the next century of strategic alliances. And this is what Josh is talking about. It's where you every organization doesn't have to have every capability. You can find organizations that don't compete with you, but who call on the same customers. You can share resources, can't you, Josh?
Exactly. And the only rule of thumb we ever use for a strategic alliance or partnership is, does 1 + 1 = 3?
Right.
Measurable value to the client.
Right.
And that's probably the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead now.
So we had the strategic partnerships were number one. Number two, there's a lot of energy money out there in the forms of state rebates and federal rebates.
And more now than 2 years ago.
Much more. A lot of it is part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Right.
So I think it's ARRA.gov. And then there is a website that will tell you state energy incentives. So it literally shows you a map of your state, and you click on it, and you'll be surprised how much of it is not what you would think traditional energy. It has to do with office equipment, copy machines, computers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of
everything that burns energy,
right?
Or holds energy.
Exactly. Even with, you know, companies,
like your building,
small business companies, and they do favor or they look for small business or minority-owned or women-owned, those three categories get you extra credit. So that's another thing, is that you always want to partner with those types of companies.
So it's a combination of the work that you do, the when you come in after an energy audit and you propose solutions. The work is a combination of equipment improvement, building structure improvement, and energy savings / financing of all of those upgrades, right?
Right, and the way that you finance them, Jim, is that you take the energy savings and you use them to do the debt service on a lease to put new equipment in.
We're
talking about new equipment. It could be lighting, boilers, air conditioning, pumps, those types of items, large consumers of energy.
And also some tax credits maybe blended in there.
Absolutely. The big thing is the tax credits and the carbon credits, you know, but for, you know, small businesses out there, it's surprising how much opportunity that there is. It's not just the domain of the mega corporations. And I think that's one thing that people should start looking at. And they literally give you a list of all the projects and all the money going in on this one website. So you can look and say, gosh, I might have an opportunity there.
So you can sort of do your own evaluation to see if your facility is big enough, if you've got enough stuff going on to justify something like this.
Absolutely. But even besides the tax credits and the financing, I think the real key was finding other companies where we could fill gaps for them and they can fill gaps for us, and then they would generate leads for us, and we would generate leads for them.
So your salespeople on both sides would look out for the other side.
Exactly.
Look out for the other company, and you'd share back, folks. This is strategic alliances at its most beautiful.
Right, and what you find, Jim, is that you can't make it so grandiose. What you say, hey, let's each pick one opportunity that we can bring each one into. Work through the nuances.
Keep
of what
it simple.
You like and don't like about working together, and then you apply it to the next project and the next opportunity, and before you know it, you have a very well-built alliance.
Right, you got a little organization there. So the KISS method first, right?
Right.
Use the KISS method at first, folks. This is real rubber meets the road entrepreneurship, strategic alliances, combining what the market gives you and government opportunity. I mean, this is a beautiful story. I hope you're paying attention. There's many things that you and I, that all of us can pick up on. Tintail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Josh Costell is with us right now. He is Tozer?
Yes.
Energy, say it again.
Tozer, T-O-Z-O-U-R, Energy Systems.
All right, and give us the website, please.
The website is Tozer, T-O-Z-O-U-R, Energy.com.
All right, so folks, check that out. And what was that other, what was the other government website you mentioned earlier?
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Yeah. But there's
.gov. I'm pretty sure it's .gov.
Okay, but there's another one, though. There was an acronym you gave us a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. It's the state in ARRA. ARRA.
Mm-hmm. All right. .com or .org or .gov?
.gov.
Okay. ARRA.gov. Folks, you know, what Josh is talking to us about is there's so many things here. There's how you can just make your own building, your own facility more efficient. Maybe ways that you can think to take advantage of some energy. The move, the force that's happening right now, Josh, with regard to energy conservation, the greening of not just America but of the world. I mean, this is a profession people are going to be going into more and more, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that's going to be the real challenge is, you know, people that were in the real estate or banking business a year ago have all of a sudden coming into the energy business.
Right.
So there's a lot of talent coming in.
Well, you know, Josh, I've been saying now for several years that I wish that one of our presidents would have said, and Obama's saying it a little bit, but he's not saying it the right way. He should say, let's make America the leading energy country in the world. And if America put its head to it, put its mind to it, we could own the energy sector for the 21st century, in my opinion. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think the technology that's coming out, but I think probably the most important thing that the president or the states could do, which would really jumpstart the economy, is come out and tell people that any legislation that comes out for energy over the next 2 years will be retroactive today. And the reason why I say that, Jim, is things are moving so fast that it's actually froze people up.
Because I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Deal coming around.
They're waiting on the legislation to take their steps.
Right. And so if they would just say it's retroactive, people would be doing things today.
So
what you're
saying is the speed of the marketplace is not matching up, as it never does, with the speed of legislation.
Exactly. And
yeah.
that's what's going on.
That would be smart to do. But see, we've got people in Washington who want to use the stick approach to innovation instead of the carrot approach. And you and I both know America works better with carrots than with sticks.
Yeah, the marketplace is really smart. They get it. They'll figure it out, and they'll reward winners and losers. And as much as I think sometimes we try to artificially stimulate it, it's still going to come down. Does it make good business sense?
Right. That's the only way it can do it. The government can't force this, but they can encourage it. There are some things they can do with tax credits, with other things that they can do to encourage this kind of innovation.
Yes, and that's really what's going on, is the rate of innovation, and people that thought that they couldn't save any more money on energy, or they didn't have any more capital to invest in saving energy, I think they should really revisit what's going on in the marketplace.
How small of a facility would a person need to be able to take advantage of some of the stuff you're working on?
Literally a 10,000 square foot building to qualify. You know, homes qualify under certain programs. Well, we mainly work in the commercial and industrial.
Right. But as small as 10,000 square feet.
Oh, absolutely. There's always something that you can be doing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And be compensated.
And your program, the beauty of your program is that it helps people combine the savings, the acquisition of the resources, and the financing and the tax credit kind of all together, don't you?
Right, with a guaranteed outcome.
Oh, now that's a big part of your business model, isn't it? That guaranteed outcome.
Right. So there is risk involved. So
yeah.
You know, the key is
you become their partner basically, don't you?
And that's why you also look at doing joint ventures to mitigate that risk.
Folks, this is the way of the future. Look for it more and more. Josh is one of the leaders. Hey, Josh Costell, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. A lot more to come from him in the future. Got to take a quick break. Back after the news, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.